we arrived on Friday afternoon, and we came across from the McGilligan Point across to Greencastle, and then we drove over to Ballyliffin, and we went down to the far end of Pollen Bay there, and there's a car park with a little playground. And we were having a lovely evening there, and the kids were playing in the playground, and we decided to stay there the night in the camper van. And when the kids went off to bed, and they were fast asleep, and we were kind of heading to bed ourselves, when a couple of cars came down and basically drove up beside the van originally and started blaring out music, and then sped off. And then later on, when we went to bed ourselves, there was kind of an unmerciful bang, and we thought someone was after crashing into it, into the van. And I went out to have a look, and I couldn't see anything that had happened really at all at that stage. And went back into the van a couple of minutes later. One of the cars came back and was parked right up against the back of the van.
The idea was these guys had seen that you were here in this isolated area and thought it would be a bit of fun to intimidate you.
Yeah, or else, to be honest, I think they wanted us out of there, really, you know. Because what happened after that was they went off. That I came out and they weren't really expecting me, and they shunned the light into the windscreen, and they took off fairly quickly. And then they came back about 10 or 15 minutes later with eggs, and they threw a load of eggs at the van, and they were shouting all the time, "Get out of here, get lost," kind of thing, you know. And I think, and then when we decided to leave, because my wife said, "Look, we have to leave. Really, this can't go on." So we kind of packed up and headed off. And when we were heading out, the main kind of road in there, it had bollards and stuff, and kind of a county council sign in the middle of the road, you know. And so my thinking is they really kind of wanted to cordon off the section of the road, and they didn't want us in the car park, you know.
And what would you describe them if you had to label them? Would it be boy racers?
Yeah, I mean, they had those type of cars, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, they were thugs, like, basically, you know.
How much has this put you off visiting the area?
Well, it's a beautiful area, and it was our first time up in the Inishowen Peninsula. We've been in Donegal plenty of times, but it wouldn't put me off coming back up there, because I wouldn't leave that kind of thing, you know, leave them have that kind of, win or victory, but I wouldn't stay there in that particular area again, unless I was with a number of other people, you know, and I'd be very careful because of where I stayed there, you know. The biggest message to me, for me, is that, you know, there are plenty of people asleep in their beds that didn't, in that area, in the local area, that probably know these guys and that didn't know what happened on that Friday night. And that, like, it's not a good advertisement for that area, really.